Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaAmet, brought to you by HaAmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaAmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haamet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. It is good to spend time thinking about others and to intercede for them prayerfully. It is good for us to help others and to put others ahead of ourselves. We have a responsibility to love our neighbors, our brothers, and our sisters as ourselves. We also need to take care of ourselves. Too many times we ignore our own situations and problems. Too many times we ignore our spiritual problems. There are many people walking around weak and sick and suffering in silence. They have issues that need to be dealt with. It seems as if we think that by focusing on others, our own problems will go away. But they won't. How can they unless they are addressed? We can't just hope our problems are going to disappear. And we can make ourselves as busy as we want to and fill up our lives with as many other things as we can, but our own issues and problems will not go away. You cannot make up for your failing and inadequacies by focusing on other things either. We have all seen workaholics who spend all of their time thinking they are providing and making a better life for their families, when really, their families just want them and their time. I have also seen those who do for others all the time, even though their own families are lacking. In addition to doing our tzedakah, our righteous deeds, we have tzedakah to do for our families too. Aren't they deserving of our time and our resources and the things that we have to share? And what about tzedakah for ourselves? Shouldn't we treat ourselves righteously too? Is there anything wrong with that, with taking time for ourselves when we need it? How can we be righteous before Elohim if we allow ourselves to go lacking? We need study time. We need to dig into His Word. We need to refresh ourselves and get that daily bread that we desperately need. And we can't excuse away our lack of spending time with our Abba and in His Word because we are serving and helping others. Because part of the work that's being done is in us. We are works and we're being made over. And we need to allow that process to happen and not ignore the things that still need to be dealt with and changed in our own lives. How can we be fit to help others when we have issues ourselves? You know, it goes back to balance and being balanced in all things. Our Abba is very balanced, and there is a harmony to everything he put into place. And the cycle of our lives need to be in harmony with his word and what he desires for us. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. The heart is crooked above all, and desperately sick. Who shall know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the kidneys and give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Is it selfish to take care of yourself first? Is it selfish to spend time on yourself? We all need healing. Every single one of us. We need physical healing and we need spiritual healing. Our hearts need to be in the right place before we set out to do things for others. It doesn't matter how many good things we do if we are not right before our Abba. We have to examine ourselves. And we need to see if we are doing something out of obligation instead of a pure heart and a love and a desire to serve other people. There are people who just do what they think is expected of them. They meet the minimum. They meet the standard. But that's not enough. Yahweh asks for more. And if you are just barely meeting the standard, you're not growing. You're not progressing. You're not growing spiritually in understanding and taking things deeper. I have seen people do things for others and then complain about it after the fact. If we do something grudgingly and out of obligation, then what is the point, really? What is to be gained from that? To make yourself look good in front of others? Or to try and deceive people into thinking you're something that you're really not? Because we're not deceiving Abba. He knows our heart. And our intent and our innermost thoughts. If you speak badly of someone and then do something good for them, don't think that erases the bad things you said. It shows that you have something yourself that needs to be dealt with before you can help that other person. And be sincere in it. We have to be sincere in what we do. We have to mean it and be in the moment. People know when you're false and when you're doing things just because you think you have to, because it shows. If your heart is in something and you are passionate about it, that shows through as well. And people can see the genuineness and the sincerity in you. If it's something you don't want to do and you're just hurrying, trying to get it done, or spending the least amount of time and effort and resources possible to do it, that shows through as well in a big way. David was sovereign over all of Israel, and he had a great responsibility. And the people depended on him. He recognized when he needed to get close to Yahweh and to seek his face. He recognized that he had the weakness of his flesh and that he needed to put everything else away and take some time for himself. David poured his heart out to Yahweh. He was broken, and he needed healing. Psalm 51, verse 1. Psalm 51, verse 1. Show me favor, O Elohim, according to your kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me completely from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done evil in your eyes, that you might be proven right in your words. Be clear when you judge. See, I was brought forth in crookedness, and in sin my mother conceived me. See, you have desired truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you make me know wisdom. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I am clean. Wash me, and I am whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my crookednesses. Create in me a clean heart, O Elohim, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your set-apart spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your deliverance, and uphold me, noble spirit. Let me teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners turn back to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O Elohim, Elohim of my deliverance. Let my tongue sing aloud of your righteousness. Do we recognize when we're broken, when we need help, when we need to be lifted up, when we have fallen and done evil in the sight of our Abba? David was a shepherd, and he had cared for his father's flocks. He protected them, watched over them, nursed them, and tended their wounds. He had put his life on the line to defend them and keep them safe. How can you care for those who are sick and wounded when you are seriously ill yourself and have open, bleeding wounds? Ignoring our own situation and focusing on others when we are sick and in need of healing is not good for our own spiritual health. Why should we think it is selfish to take the time we need for our own healing and restoration? And why should we so arrogantly think that we don't need healing and restoration in our own lives? Moshe spent time in the tent of meeting with Yahweh. And Moshe was not a young man. I believe the time he spent in that tent was for healing and restoration, as much as it was for instruction. Moshe wanted to be with Yahweh. He craved to be in his presence. He craved that restoration and healing that Yahweh provided. We have all seen people get very wrapped up in what they want to do. They become focused on themselves and their goals. That is selfishness, isn't it? We need to take the time to make sure we are heading in the right direction and that we are seeking to do the will of our Abba and not our own. How can we say that we are His if we are seeking our own way? If we were His, then we would be doing His will, wouldn't we? Solomon knew that he was lacking in what he needed to rule Israel. He was honest with himself and honest with Yahweh. When Yahweh appeared to Solomon, he asked him what he wanted. Solomon's heart was to do the will of Yahweh. He did not try to get out of ruling Israel, but he asked Elohim to give him what he needed to rule them justly and wisely. 1 Kings 3, verse 5. 1 Kings 3 and verse 5. At Gibeon, Yahweh appeared to Shlomo in a dream by night, and Elohim said, "Ask what I should give you." And Shlomo said, "You have shown great kindness to your servant David, my father, as he walked before you in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. And you have guarded him this great kindness, and did give him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Yahweh, my Elohim, you have set up your servant to reign instead of my father, David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or to come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Shall you then give to your servant an understanding heart to rule your people, to discern between good and evil? For who is able to rule this great people of yours?" And the word was good in the eyes of Yahweh that Shlomo had asked this. So Elohim said to him, "Because you have asked this and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself discernment to understand right ruling, see, I shall do according to your words. See, I shall give you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like you before you, and none like you shall arise after you. And I shall also give you what you have not asked, both riches and esteem, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the sovereigns all your days. And if you walk in my ways, to guard my laws and my commands, as your father David walked, then I shall prolong your days. What an amazing blessing. And really, Solomon showed wisdom by asking Yahweh to help him rule his people justly. He was thinking of what was best for the people. And so he asked Yahweh to bless him with wisdom and discernment so he could rule them justly. It is almost as if we feel guilty for spending time on ourselves. I know I am guilty of that. I get way too many things on my plate, and I put in long hours and don't take breaks. You can only do that for so long until you hit a wall. I have had to learn what my limits are and what the signs are that I am reaching a tipping point. And you can keep pushing yourself until you wear yourself out. And then what good are you to anyone? You can't even properly take care of yourself at that point. And then it is time to retreat and to seek Abba, and to seek His healing and His restoration in your own life. You know, each one of us is under great pressure from the world around us. And imagine what our Messiah must have felt. If he was not teaching, then he was fending off attacks from those who came against him. And then there were those who were in need of healing. So many demands on him. Yeshua prayed for himself in the garden just before his arrest. Was that selfish? Matthew 26 and verse 37. Matthew 26 and verse 37. And he took with him Kepha and the two sons of Zabdi, and he began to be grieved and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My being is exceedingly grieved, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." And going forward a little, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I desire, but as you desire." And he came to the taught ones and found them asleep, and said to Kepha, "So, were you not able to watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into trial. The spirit indeed is eager, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away a second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is impossible for this to pass unless I drink it, let your desire be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his taught ones and said to them, "Still sleeping and taking rest? See, the hour has come near, and the Son of Adam is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. See, he who delivers me up has come near. Yeshua was taking the time to gather the strength he needed from Abba. He was taking care of his needs so that he could take care of ours. He knew he had to be spiritually strong to face what was ahead of him, and so that he could do the will of Yahweh. Imagine if he had failed. Our giving up of ourselves and doing things for others can become a form of self-righteousness and pride if we are not careful. Have you ever heard anyone throw something back in someone's face after they had done something for them? I have seen that happen. I have done this for you and I did that for you. That's not the way it works. You know, we don't keep score. We do what we do out of our heart and a genuine and sincere desire to help someone. And don't worry about the rest. Is it wrong to spend some of our time, some of our resources, even some of our prayers on ourselves? Yet it seems like we fall into that mindset and attitude way too often. In the Avinu prayer, the Our Father prayer, Yeshua tells his taught ones to take time. He gives them guidelines for their prayers, and it is in two parts. He tells them to go to a private place, to take time out, to get away, and to spend time on themselves praying. He teaches them to first pray for Abba's will to be done, and then they make requests for themselves. Our wants and desires need to be aligned with our Abba's will. We should desire what he desires and want what he wants. How often do we neglect our own selves in our prayers? We know what we need, and we have to make those needs known to him. Matthew 6 and verse 6. Matthew 6 and verse 6. But you, when you pray, go into your room and having shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. We need to enter into that secret place with him. And your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. And when praying, do not keep on babbling like the Gentiles, for they think that they shall be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. It doesn't matter what we need. We don't have to keep repeating over and over and over. This, then, is the way you should pray. Our Father who is in the heavens, let your name be set apart. Let your reign come. Let your desire be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into trial, but deliver us from the wicked one. Because yours is the reign and the power and the esteem forever. Amen. That's a beautiful prayer, and it says it all. And our Abba does know what we need, but he still wants to hear it from us. He still wants us to acknowledge that we know the things we need come from him, that he is our provision and our healer and our protector. Are we afraid to pray for ourselves because we have unbelief in us? How many have fears and doubts inside of them? We fear that Yahweh won't really do as he has told us he will do. And we fear that we won't get an answer to our prayer. Do we secretly doubt within ourselves that Yahweh will hear us and act on our prayers? Do we go to him once or twice and then give up? Do we go to him and ask without being sincere and without the passion that we should have when we talk to him? Luke 18, verse 1. Luke 18, verse 1. And he spoke a parable to them, that they should always pray and not lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a certain judge, not fearing Elohim nor regarding man. And a widow was in that city, and she came to him, saying, do right to me on my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, even if I do not fear Elohim nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I shall do right to her, lest by her continual coming she wears me out. And the master said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. And shall Elohim not do right by all means to his own chosen ones who are crying out day and night to him and being patient over them? I say to you that he shall do right to them speedily. But when the Son of Adam comes, shall he find the belief on the earth? Will he find faith? Will he find hope? Will he find trust? Will he find those who love him and seek him? Though there are people who do good deeds. They do good things for others. But as altruistic and well-meaning as some of the things are that people do, are they really seeking the will of Yahweh? Is he really behind what they are doing? Or are they following their own way? Are they doing things the way they want to do them? Are they seeking to obey him their own way instead of submitting to him in fear and reverence and allowing him to show them what he wants them to do? Matthew 7, verse 21. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Master, Master, shall enter into the reign of the heavens, but he who is doing the desire of my Father in the heavens. Many shall say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name? And then I shall declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness. What is the problem here? They had good works. They still weren't submitted to Yahweh and guarding His commands and doing things His way. That's what it means to work lawlessness or to be outside of Torah. It's not being submitted to Him. It's still being in rebellion and doing what you want to do. It doesn't matter if what we want to do are good works when we're following our own way. It has to be within Yahweh's will. Everything does. That's what living set apart is. It's submitting ourselves to Him and allowing Him to do the works through us. We can't do righteous works apart from Him, because we don't even know what righteousness is apart from Him. We need to take the time and spend the time that is necessary for ourselves and not feel guilty about it. Yeshua retreated up into the hills when He needed time. And there was a situation where He even sent the taught ones on ahead so He could be by Himself. And it doesn't go into detail of what He did when He was alone, but it seems obvious to me that He was seeking Abba and getting strength from Him, being restored and healed and strengthened for the things He still had to do. We all need that time with Him. We all need that time with our Abba to recharge. We cannot serve our Elohim the way that He wants us to and do the things He has called us to do unless we take time out for ourselves and to spend quality time with Him, seeking Him, seeking His will, hearing His voice, asking for guidance, asking for direction and discernment and wisdom in all that we do. You know, sometimes He is working something out in someone else's life, and we can get in the middle of that if we are not seeking His will. You know, He put a lot on Job and allowed him to be tested and tried. And He does the same thing to us. We face challenges and trials and situations in our lives, and they're to make us grow and to change us and transform us into His vision of who He wants us to be, so that we can serve Him in the way that He wants us to serve Him and to serve others in the way that He wants us to serve them. It's not about us in our own way. It's always about Him and His will and being submitted to Him in all things, even our righteous deeds. You know, it is not being selfish to take the time we need and to seek our Abba and to spend time on ourselves when we need to. And we do need to. It is all a part of being the people He wants us to be. Amen.
Yivarekika Yahweh, Vayishmarekka. Yaer Yahweh panav eleka, vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh panav eleka, vayishem laha, shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov.